Log Talk Radio.
What you want to hold?
On me.
Yum, yum, yum. You're listening to Lunch in the Word with Pastor Donald Mays. And I have a very special anointed guest with me today. I have Evangelist Linda George. And because Linda is my friend, she is now a friend of Prophetess Diane Grimble. Welcome to the show today, where we say yum, 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 where we feast on the Word of God, where we get in the pit with Joseph, where we get in the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where we get in the lion's den with Daniel, and we sit on that jail cell wall with Paul and Silas, and we listen into the conversation with Jesus and the woman at the well, and we look up at Zacchaeus and see him come out of that sycamore tree. We get in the Word. We meditate on the Word, and we allow the Word to do what? Give us a revelation. We see the illumination of the Word, and after the illumination of the Word, then there's a application, but we're inspired, inspiration, application, transformation. Then we ultimately see the manifestation of God's glory. Well, I have a treat for you today. We're sitting here, Evangelist Linda George and I, we're sitting here in a public facility, and we are being a witness. And that's what we're going to talk about. Being the gospel, being the living epistle, not so much as throwing scriptures at people or wearing a Jesus pin. How you doing, my brother? I love you, man. Wow. Young man just came by and gave me a handshake. Why? Because he's seen me in this facility before. He's seen me act like I got some sense. He's seen me act like a man of God. He's seen me demonstrate love. Not a big-time preacher or a big-time prophet. You know, we all have those offices and we respect them. But he has seen me being the gospel. Go to the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus said, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you to be my witness." You see that? Go ahead. Yum, yum, yum. Go to that word. "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, not just to speak in tongues, not to just lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." Those are important. "Not just to cast out demons." That's very important. "Not just to fight the devil," even though we don't fight the devil because we already won, as we wear the full armor of God. But it says, "You have received power to be my witness." Where? He said, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. And what does that mean? First, you are a witness where you live. You're a witness in your home. That's your Jerusalem, in your home, right there. Then your Judea, that's your neighborhood. You be a witness. Now, how can you be a witness in your home? Well, you serve your family. You may be the husband, you may be the father, but you're not a dictator. No, you're not a dictator. You serve your wife. You serve your children. You serve them their meal. You tie up that child's shoe. You listen to them and allow them to express themselves to you. You look for opportunities to serve. That's how you be a witness in your home. And how can you be a witness in your neighborhood? Where? Well, in the wintertime, you can shovel your neighbor's snow. But be careful, though. We don't want you to hurt yourself because you have a long driveway and you need to do your own. But shovel your neighbor's snow. That's being a witness. That's in the wintertime, and during the summer months, their grass. That's being a witness. And that's going to develop a relationship with your neighbor. They're going to see you. They're going to see the Christ in you, the hope of glory. Then after that, he says, be a witness in Judea, Samaria. That's your surrounding neighborhood. That's outside your immediate neighborhood. Then the othermost parts of the world. That's your entire community or your city, your state, your country. Just being a witness. You're listening to Lunch in the Word with Pastor Donald Mays. And I'm sitting here with Evangelist Linda George, and she's going to share something with you about being a witness, some practical things we can do in being a witness. So welcome, Evangelist Linda George.
Thank you, Pastor. Well, as we were saying earlier, being a witness is just living the life that pleases God. When we do that, it says that the light in us is the Holy Spirit, which is the light in us, will draw all men unto him. So when we're living a godly life, then that is just an automatic draw for others. They analyze us. They watch us. It begins at home, like you said, Pastor. And when we're watched by our husband, by our children, by our aunts, uncles, and cousins, they see us in all situations, and they see how we deal with each situation, good or bad. And when we handle it properly, then we show them the love of Christ, and we show them how Christ would handle a situation. Now, we're not always perfect, and sometimes we do things that are not in a godly way. But when we are quick to repent, then they see that also. And they also see that they can be accepted by God. They see that we don't have to be perfect, that Christ is the one that makes us righteous. Christ makes us perfect. We can't be perfect on our own. So we're always going to fail. We're always going to need his help. But then we go out to our neighborhood, and just by being friendly, sometimes just a smile will lift a person's spirit. Sometimes a handshake or a wave, but just by being showing the God in us. When people are out in the winter, homeless people, if you have leftover food, what I do a lot of times, I have a stack of take-home, brand-new take-home containers, and when I have leftovers, I fill those take-home containers, and I drive outside my home and in my neighborhood, and I look for the homeless people, and I give them my food rather than throwing it away. It's good food. There's no reason to throw it away. When people are out in this cold weather, you know they're freezing. You get those hand warmers. They have them at Sam's, a big box of hand warmers. I carry those in my car. Just stop and say, Jesus loves you, and hand him a hand warmer. When you're at Walmart, the guy that's doing the sweeping the floor, he needs to know that Jesus loves him. Stop and tell him he's doing a wonderful job and that Jesus loves him. You'll be amazed at the impression that you make on these people. And the people that are overlooked are the ones that really need it the most. The managers, sure, they're fine. But when you stop and talk to the people that most people don't pay attention to, they are so uplifted, and they see the Jesus in you.
Thank you, Evangelist Linda. Wow, some practical things we can do during our normal everyday walk of life. It's just being a witness, being the light. We know that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And he, in the book of Matthew chapter 28, he told us to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, did he tell us to go and just throw scriptures at people? Did he tell us to go and be a religious nut? No. He told us to go and be ambassadors, represent him with our lives in practical ways, and telling them about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, you're listening to Lunch in the Word with Pastor Donald Mays, and I'm one of Diane Grimble Ministries and friends. I'm one of her friends, a mighty woman of God who has a vision to get the gospel to the world. I want you to listen to this song and allow it to minister to you. And we'll be right back in a moment. We're talking about being a witness. Be back in a moment. Got you there. Well, let's talk.
I give myself away. year.
All we need some evangelism.
I give myself to you.
God asked me because I missed a couple miles over there.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, where is he? So I found him. And I said, I just want to tell you, I said, that Barb over there is doing a wonderful job.
And that's friendship evangelism.
Yeah.
Friendship evangelism. Just befriending someone in a public setting, supporting them, encouraging them, giving them a compliment. That demonstrates the love of God. And by you telling her boss that she's doing a great job, that puts something on his mind and
his
heart.
And I told him, I said, I took the time to see her name tag, and I said, every time I come in.
Say yes.
Yeah.
worthy. There is more, so much more, so much more. He said, seek my face. He says, seek my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. So much more.
Sporadically, I go where my mother goes. North Korea.
So let your heart and your soul.
Yeah, I was brought up Catholic. And my father. Mostly he passed away when I was raised.
Okay.
I was raised in the Baptist church.
Okay.
So every once in a while, I just go and join Mass.
Welcome back to Lunch in the Word with Pastor Donald Mays, where we say yum, 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 but we feast on the Word of God and allow the transformation to occur in our life as a result of applying the Word of God. This is Diane Grimble Ministries and Friends, and I'm one of Diane's friends, Pastor Donald Mays. When we're off the air, and if you need prayer, you can call me at area code 217-848-5828. 217-848-5828. I'll be happy to pray with you. Today we're talking about being a witness, being the light, being the gospel in our lifestyle, in our everyday walk of life. We were just talking to a young lady that just served us our lunch, and she was talking about how the Lord has been helping her and has helped her through various challenges of life. And she shared with us the topic of a book, the title of a particular book. And the word that she used, light, really stirred me up. The same word that evangelist Linda George, who's here with me today, she used that same word, light. And we know Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify the Father in heaven. What that means, when we show our light, they're drawn unto the Lord. When we are the living word, when we are a witness, showing people by our lifestyle what God has done for us and through us, then they're not drawn to us. They're drawn to the God in us. They're drawn to the Holy Spirit in us. They're drawn to the Jesus in us. And as a result, we see the transformation of their lives. Why? Because they begin to model us. They begin to look like Jesus and walk like Jesus and talk like Jesus. Hallelujah. Why? Simply because we have allowed our light to shine in our normal everyday activity of life. We're talking about being a witness here at Lunch in the Word. I have an assignment for you. I want you to turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 13. Go ahead, Romans chapter 12 and chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 14. So that's 1 Corinthians chapter 12 through chapter 14, Romans chapter 12 and chapter 13. I want you to meditate on those chapters as we listen to this worship music. I want you to open your Bible and begin to meditate on those chapters as we listen to the music and allow the music to minister to our hearts. I can guarantee that that word is going to transform your life, and you're going to see things differently. You're going to behave differently as a result of meditating on the Word of God. Lunch and Word.
I do, I do.
got to say that again. I really do.
Thank you. Sway your sway, but you get to a point beyond the veil or your worship is for real. Hallelujah. Candace is going to come and Bishop Gordon is going to jump in here a little bit. We're going to leave here tonight worshiping the Lord. How many know if he never does anything else, he's already done enough? He's worthy of all the worship because of who he is. Come on, clap your hands, everybody.
Thank you. was so helpless. Where did the light go? I had no hope left.
I'm sure you enjoyed Romans chapter 12, chapter 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 14. I'm sure that the Lord has really blessed you as you meditated on his word. This is Pastor Donald Mays, Lunch in the Word, where we say yum, yum, yum. We've been talking about being a witness, being the gospel, being an ambassador for Jesus Christ, living your life for the Lord, doing your everyday life, making the opportunity for God to use you wherever you are. We know the word of God tells us that we should let our light so shine before men so they can see our good works and glorify the Father in heaven, the hope of glory, Jesus Christ. I've had with me today Evangelist Linda George, a mighty woman of God that I just met at a prayer summit. We were in the same room praying, seeking the Father's face, seeking the Lord on behalf of the community, on behalf of our nation. And we developed a relationship, and it happened through prayer. We were doing God's business in prayer. And that's what we want to encourage you to do here at Lunch in the Word. Be about your Father's business. Not so much as being a religious nut or being someone that demonstrates the behavior that can be uncomfortable around other people. Just be yourself. Be yourself. Let the word come through your life. And I can guarantee you encourage somebody to give their heart to the Lord. You encourage somebody to make a change in their lives because they see you. See your light demonstrating the love of God during this season of love. And that's what we celebrate during the month of February, the season of love. And in essence, it should be the whole year, but let's start off with now. Let's start off with today, loving on people, encouraging people, being the gospel. We looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13 and 14, and Romans chapter 12 and chapter 13. And in Romans chapter 12, it says, I beseech thee, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed your mind. And what that means is we don't do the things the way the world does them. The world tells us to take out revenge. The word tells us to forgive. Powerful. The world tells us to be selfish, me, myself, and I. The word tells us to give. It shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom after we give. So we are the word, the living epistle, representing Jesus Christ. So as a result, we do things differently. And I'm sure that you saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where we call it the love chapter. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love is not easily provoked. Love does not seek its own. Love is not selfish. Love is a giver. That's being the gospel. That's being an ambassador of Christ in our everyday walk of life. So that's what we've been talking about, being the light of the Lord everywhere we go. Thank you for listening in today. Lunch the Word with Pastor Donald Mays, Diane Grimble Ministry, and friends. If you need prayer, you can call me directly at 217-848-5828, and I would love to pray with you. But until next time, remember, with God, all things are possible. I love you, California. I love you, Germany. I love you so much. Mexico. I'm praying for you, Israel. I'm seeking the face of God on your behalf, New York, Illinois, East Coast, West Coast, Guatemala, Germany, Mexico, Colombia, wherever you are in the world. Remember that Pastor Donald Mays is praying for you, seeking the face of God on your behalf. So walk by faith and not by sight. And continue being the light of the world. God bless you.
I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength misused. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help it.
but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity. But it would not fall. Would not bend. Won't compromise. God favored me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character,